Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Is the end here, everybody? I think it is. The end of 2016, everybody. You are listening to the Video Game Bang's final show of 2016. I am here, Sir Aaron Carter. Corey is in New York. And we've got one hell of a show for you. All of this is powered by energy, of course. Sponsors Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Cover the coffee, stay for the comics. Who else we got? Mainframe, right?
Yeah,
Mainframe. Got a slogan? Got a slogan yet for them? 2017, we better have a freaking slogan for them.
Yep, we're gonna have a slogan for them.
Antlion Audio, keep your headphones. Get a mod mic, damn it. They're gonna add damn it on there. I know they are.
I don't think the FCA will let them.
I know they are. Behind the ones and twos, everybody, it's the real David Webb.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the end of 2016.
I like to call it end of a chapter.
The end of a chapter?
Yeah, this is the end of the chapter.
No, screw it. It's the end of a book. Let's start a whole new book.
Okay. All right,
like
George Martin.
Idea.
It's going to be...
Oh, no. Don't let him...
The whole... Well, I mean, he pretty much damn well wrote 2016.
Yeah, he did write 2016.
That's the seventh Game of Thrones book.
Not even done, apparently.
He's not even...
And of course, today we have with us one of our sponsors, of course, one of our friends. We love when she comes on the show.
Aww.
I don't even know what more good things I can say about
Aww,
her.
Aw, thank you.
El Boogie's here, everybody.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on your last show. I'm excited.
Yes. Question before we go forward. The bread? Why do you have, like...
I brought a little bit of bread.
A little bit of bread. Were you feeding ducks?
So, well, last night I ate something bad. Ooh. And so today I've.
Wait, was it meat?
No.
Ah.
I did not eat meat.
Darn.
That's a no-no. No, I. Yeah, so today I wasn't feeling very good. I called out of work. I stayed in bed. I've just been kind of nibbling on stuff. So I brought some bread to nibble on if I need to, because I haven't ate a lot. And then my lovely thermos here actually has ginger ale in it.
Nice. Ginger ale. It fixes everything.
Everything.
They'll be a sponsor in 2017.
Canada will be a sponsor.
Yes, Canada Dry will be a sponsor.
No, the country.
Oh, just Canada. The country? That's fine. Actually, they're nice people.
I've been working on them.
And on the line, everybody, from the deepest depths of backwards Fresno.
It's not that bad. Sacramento.
We fear for her life every day because of that city. Mrs. Katie Kurt, everybody.
Still not my name.
I thought it was.
Surprisingly not. I feel like we've been friends.
It's literally saved so in my long. Phone as that.
Okay, that's wrong.
I don't know what you mean.
Better than how my name.
Literally,
name
in this day and age, do you really want your real name online?
Your real name's online. Where's the logic there?
That's really awkward because I have
but
a
I'm
real
braver.
Name.
Yeah, his
stream.
Name's really the real name.
No. I have your name on stream.
There it is. You're out in the ether. You're out in the ether. Today, you know what? I'm going to incorporate them. We normally don't do this on the weekday shows, but, you know, Corey is gone. And
we do what we want.
Yeah, exactly. I got the reins, baby, and
we're
it's going
burn this mother down.
Crazy. So, welcome, everybody. The chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hi, chat.
See?
Hi, chat.
I'm really looking forward to some feedback from some chat today, because today is going to be the 2016 year in review for the VGB. Like, you have at your job. Your manager calls you in the office, is like, you know what? Your performance review, you know, is up today. Let me tell you what's wrong with you. You're fired.
Ooh, the pressure.
So
2016, you're fired.
But see, I like that type of stuff. I like that type of stuff. So throughout the show, of course, I'll probably sprinkle in some things. Like, what can we do in 2017 to make a better show for you, the VGB listener? You know, and for the podcast listeners as well, I mean, who don't show up to the live shows. We do it live, of course, twice a week. People, you should be here. But you can also hit us up on the Twitter. Let us know, you know, what you think. Like, you know what? I've had enough of that that Steven Gutierrez on the show. Get him off. Get him off. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do.
Speaking of upgrades to the show, one of our fans, I believe it was the artist formerly known as Charlie Manson, who's now Drew in the TARDIS in chat, he tweeted out a very old picture from the old studio.
Wow.
It was old studio, old setup. The Twitch setup was way different. Remember that red background that we had?
No.
Okay, I think that was before. That's before you actually start watching the Twitch stream.
Okay,
We had like a red background with like our names and like banners underneath like the
webcam. Oh, yes. Now I remember, yes.
And for like two shows, we tried doing a green screen, and then
I remember that as well.
Corey stopped using it, so it just looked like you were in like a terrorist.
Like Al Qaeda had kidnapped me. Nice. I remember that. Nice. Yes.
So he tweets out this picture, and I was like, man, look how far we've come.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a ride, definitely.
Hell of a ride.
We've evolved greatly, and this isn't even our final form. But I think we can, and definitely I know we can. We can grow more. Real quick roundtable, because you've been listening, LB, for what? How long?
I would say probably 9 months.
9 months. Okay, that's a baby right there.
Yeah,
that's literally a child.
I'm actually pretty new to podcasts in general.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Katie, you too?
I love them though.
Yeah. You guys, I think, were the first one I like started listening to regularly.
Awesome.
Yeah, feels special.
And if you're listening for the first time as well, congratulations for stopping on one of the best podcasts out there.
One of them.
Yeah, because there's one other one. I started, you know, a year back. But
yeah, spinoff.
Yeah, a little small spinoff. Let's do a quick round robin. And if you don't know anything, you know, you can say pass and we'll come back to you. But what do you think the VGB can do in 2017 to be a better podcast? David Webb, you got anything off the top of the head? Because if not, I can start.
You know what? I know you have a list.
Yeah, pretty much. I have a gigantic
list. And that's to say that you think this is wrong, but you're the kind of person that always looks up. Where can we improve?
Yes. Yes.
So I know you have stuff going in the works.
Yes.
I'll chime in.
So then I'll start. Number one on my list. This is my personal list.
Your list.
Right
here.
I would love to see more of a female presence on VGB.
I'm cool with that.
You send me mixed messages because before you said let's get Steven off of the show, and now you
Wow.
It's mixed messages.
Just
nice.
Why don't you tell him to just bend over and kick him right?
He's watching, I'm sure.
In the tail. He's at work.
He said he was a watch on his lunch.
Hey, that's there's nothing terrible. Wrong with being a girl.
Just nothing wrong with being
I'm
a girl.
I'm saying that right now.
So, own it. Like today is a very big rare day. We have two of each, you know, representing each gender. We never had that before, really. Like, on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, well, no, because last time I was on, we had we had Ivy Doomkitty on. But I guess that still wasn't
even. I mean, like, on a regular, though. Like,
okay, gotcha.
That's true.
You know, it's always, you know, a sausage party in here. And it's not because that's why I, you know, want. But for one, there's a whole different perspective when it comes to video games from the female, you know, perspective.
That's true. Yeah.
Two, I firmly believe that females always pick better games than males do.
That's fair. We're pretty awesome.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
And this, no, I have proof. Like, literally.
Oh,
proof.
Okay. Proof.
Every woman that I've ever spoke to, and I'm not talking about, and this is because it's just the dumb industry that makes little, you know, like, fliffy, you know, Barbie doll type of games for girls, as if they're like, they're not the same type of gamer as a guy gamer or something like that.
Okay.
But every girl gamer that I've ever spoken to, if I'll be like, what type of game do you like, or what game are you playing? If it's in a different genre that I don't normally play, even if it's RTS or something like that, it's probably the best one in that genre. It's never like, I play this obscure game called I don't know, like, you know, Block Hunter 3 or something like that.
You know what? Block Hunter 2 was bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
credit where credit's due.
And I learned this first in high school when I would bring my 64 to class, you know, on like little free days or something like that. And they'd be like, oh, do you have Mario Kart? And I'd be like, no, I don't have Mario Kart. All I've got are these.
How do you not have Mario Kart?
How do you not have Mario Kart?
It's just one of the, it's one of the things, you know, jeez, right? And then the next year after that or something like that, I'd bring it again. And then you got Super Smash Brothers? No, I just have.
Oh, she just went Smash.
Terrible. That was later in the semester. But
it's this chair.
It's just the same. I've seen it with every. I don't think I've run into one woman, female gamer, that has given me a bad game. And I'm like, okay, you know, maybe the League of Legends players, but that's a whole different that's a whole different breed, you know.
Yeah, they're like halflings.
So I really value the opinion of the female gamer, and I want to hear more of it on the VGB. We only hear from, you know, our side, and we can't represent, you know, them like they can.
It'd be nice too, just because you guys, I mean, mostly are about video games, but you still talk about other geeky culture stuff too.
Yeah.
So I think that would be kind of cool if you guys had more of a presence from that perspective.
And we outnumber you guys like all the time on the show. So like, come on, we can do I would love to see a full VGB female cast. None of us on there. Me, Corey, Webb, and just see how that would go.
Have another show.
Best show ever.
The ladies of VGB doing their own thing.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey's not here. Corey's not here, so you can start this now.
I mean, somebody still has to run the ones and twos.
That's the thing. We need to find somebody who can do this.
You're wearing a wig, Webb.
Oh, okay.
Webb's one of us, secretly.
Hey, that would work, too.
That wig I wore for the Kiss show was pretty fabulous.
Well, when we get...
It did look pretty good.
We need to get ginormous, because when we did... Me and Corey did the CBS podcast with... Gamertag Radio in L.A.
Yeah.
They had a guy behind, like, the glass window. You know, he wasn't in the room with us. He was running everything.
He ran everything off screen. Right. Okay.
We need to get that big.
Yeah, we need to get that big. That was, I don't know. It was, because I'm never, like, you know, shooken by the moment or anything like that. And in that moment, I definitely wasn't, but
it was different.
It was different. Yeah, I felt like, okay, this is a different level. You know, we have a dope studio.
I think we're almost to that's the next level for us, because
the glass.
Some people want to break the glass ceiling. We want to build a glass wall.
Yeah,
building walls in 2017.
Fit in this room though.
All we have to do is just knock out this wall here.
Just knock out
you
that wall.
You can't knock out that wall. That's a load bearing wall.
Hey, that'll be fine.
That also goes outside.
Yeah. We just knock out.
No, that one doesn't. That one's fine. The chalk wall is fine. It's that wall that we can't. This wall we probably could.
I still feel
this
is stairs.
Okay,
you know
then
reconfigure the whole house.
Yeah, we'll knock down something.
We'll figure it. The writers will figure it out.
But we need a glass. we need the Dr. Oz.
I want Corey and Elizabeth to come home on Sunday, whenever it is the coming home. And there's sledgehammers and holes in the wall. In different walls, because we all want to break down
a different
wall.
Which one can we do?
That would be amazing.
And we just, we'll be out of here in a couple days.
But like, the plan didn't really work, guys. Sorry. But
what had happened was...
Yeah.
It's not what it looks like.
Exactly.
Unless it looks like we busted down some walls, in case it's exactly what it looks like.
So, anything happening in chat? Is there anything they see so far?
They're calling Webb Trump.
Oh, because he wants to build the wall. That's why.
Yeah, yep. I'm going to build the wall. Drew in the TARDIS wants to know if we're going to have an all-women show, who's going to make the sandwiches?
Ooh.
I was ignoring that
comment. He quickly backpedals and says JK, JK, JK.
Oh.
But he said JK three times.
Yeah,
so
once it's out there, man.
Just kidding about just kidding?
Yeah.
Betrayed,
I don't know.
Well, see, so now that's Charlie. So he's already starting his change for the 2017. Yeah. He's Drew in the TARDIS. Is that what it is?
Drew in the TARDIS.
Drew
2017.
And the TARDIS.
He's going to go with the Doctor.
I wonder why he changed. Maybe because he was getting a lot of flack for being Charlie Manson.
A little on the nose there.
Yeah, I mean.
Although it was pretty funny to hear, like, Charlie Manson's our number one participant.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, let's be honest, because he kind of was.
That is kind of funny.
New year, new me.
Yeah, you guys are redesigning Corey's house without him there. This is buzzer. Yeah,
I think we talk about doing that like every time.
Probably.
We do.
And it
we
needs to happen.
We come up with some of our best ideas.
Just needs to happen. Just needs to happen.
We just need to do it.
If you got, if you don't have anything else, I can keep going.
Go for it.
All right. So another thing I'd like to see, to you know, I guess up it a little bit more is, I want to see a new theme song for The Weeknd, Bang.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we just have like new theme songs in general?
Well, we can have a contest. I could. I would love to do that and see how creative are, because our logo, which you can't see in the background right now because that banner is down. Or can you see it in the middle?
Yeah,
our logo right in the middle. That was designed by, you know, basically a fan of ours, correct?
Really?
No, I don't know where it came from.
Well, the story is that it was by a fan of ours.
Well, apparently we don't know, so.
I'm just going to give the credit to the fans, you know? I'm going to give the credit to the fans. And I would love to see the creativity for a theme song, You know, this is a show, you can even say a lot of the shows kind of built by the fans, you know, from the Patreon to the logo, that's what story we're going with, to the theme song, you know, like, it would be amazing. I would love to see something like that. But I would have to throw some suggestions, you know, to the tone or the vibe of the Weekend Bang song. Because, I mean, with me and Corey, we work very well together. We have different swaggers, if you would say.
One of you has swagger, the other one doesn't.
He's a little bit rock and rollish, you know. I'm more of the I would say smooth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go with that.
All right.
I'll go with smooth. And so I don't know. I like a more hip hop feel to it.
Yeah.
You know why? I think it was because of Marquise. I think
I don't know what that is.
Oh, so MKBHD.
What's his
thing? MKBHD.
MKBHD.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. You've probably seen him before. He's a young guy who does tech reviews for a whole bunch of things, and he changed his theme song. And his theme song, to me, like, I hadn't watched his stuff for, like, I don't know, like a year or so. And then when I came back to watch his stuff, he had a brand new theme song, and I was like, wow, this is a whole new experience for me. It feels different. But as soon as the theme song was over, he goes right back into his same old, you know, tone of voice and tech reviews. But I like the theme song change. So I would like to see something like that happen with the VGB, you know, just a little.
Coincidentally, that song was in our intro.
Yeah, it was a song.
Second song played, yeah.
Second song played in our intro. Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I have to say, more to say about
that? Oh, no, I'm always waiting for you guys to chime in, yeah.
So when I don't always catch specifically the Saturday show, so I always listen to it when I'm at work.
That's all right, yes. She has
a busy life.
I always listen to it Monday when I get into work.
Okay.
Now, I always listen to it from the website, and so when I first went to start listening on the website, I got a little confused between the names of the episodes, because I didn't realize The Weeknd was VGB Live.
Yes.
So that might be a little confusing.
Well, see, in the beginning, it was just The Weeknd Bang, right?
Okay.
Let me give you guys a little brief, you know,
please, history. Please, I'd like to know.
So literally, we wanted to start two podcasts, or not two podcasts, we wanted to start two episodes a week, just to kind of, you know, double everything up. And the beginning idea was, you know, of course, I'm going to host it, but it's not going to be just news and stuff like that. We're going to kind of. So if you go back and listen to the beginning of The Weeknd Bangs, you'll see there's topics like the history of video game consoles. What else did we do? Like versus type of thing, you know, PS Vita versus the 3DS type of thing. But then I was like, well, I mean, it still just kind of feels like a podcast. We're just still putting out a podcast. So one day I got Steven, Jerry, and, you know, I got them to just bring their webcams to Corey's house. And, you know, even without Corey knowing, kind of actually, like, we're going to do those walls. And we're just going to plug these things in, and we're going to go live. And we're going to just do the show live. And I don't know if the video's still out there somewhere, but that was the laggiest video feed. Like, it was just...
It was
know,
the first time you tried it,
It was the first time, but I wanted to jump in the pool. Like, I, you know, I'm like, let's go live. Let's do a chat room. A lot of my inspirations for podcast is an old podcast called All Games Radio. And they did their stuff kind of live and had a chat room. And I love the chat room because they get to give you feedback like they're doing, you know, now.
Right.
So we did that. And, you know, over the course of the thing, it, you know, Weekend Bang, but it was like, well, we're doing this live all the time. So why don't we call it the Video Game Bang Live? But then we started doing that. And now this is live as well.
Oh, so it's this, like. Yeah. So the Wednesday show was originally
the
just
Wednesday
recorded.
Show was originally just recorded. We never did it, you know, live like this.
Gotcha.
So when that it was like, sense. Well, you got two live shows, you can't just call one live and then the other one just not. That makes no sense. So it went back to being the Weekend Bang. So now it's firmly set in the Weekend Bang. And there's, if you're new to the show, the Weekend Bang kind of goes all over the geek culture. We don't just stick with just the video games. I mean, there's a video game undertone, of course, but we go from, you know, comic books to anime to tech to, like, anything. We do a segment called Banging Around the Web.
Banging Around the Web.
Where you'll hear that from time to time, of course.
Sorry, I was a little late.
No, it's all right. That theme song's not going anywhere.
That one's my favorite.
And we talk about anything. Pop vinyls that are new that comes out. You know, The Walking Dead, how that needs to die off. You know, anything that
pun intended
is, you know, big in the gaming geek and nerd community, we're gonna definitely cover. Go ahead.
This is off topic. Okay. Sort of.
It's off.
Speaking
topic.
Of pop vinyl.
Okay.
I got a cool pop vinyl for my birthday.
Was it a David Webb pop vinyl?
No.
Then it wasn't that cool, was it?
It was it's a Titanfall 2 pop, but it's the Titan and then it's a little mini pop of Jack. So it's Jack and B2, I think is his name, is the main Titan's name. And the Titan opens up, and you could stick Jack inside the Titan.
What?
Yeah. That's
pretty badass.
It was pretty exciting.
And it's a pop vinyl?
And it's a pop. Okay. It's like one of their pop, like, large, extra large. My wife got that for me. So that was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I started my Bat Family pop vinyl collection with Barbara Gordon as Batgirl.
Very
wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's some really cool pops coming out.
There are.
That's why number 5 on my list is VGB pop vinyls.
I mean, you can do that.
We can.
I think we need to get our own ones. Well, actually, that blends into another thing. that literally does. Because, like, I'm cool with my face being on things and everything like that, but I really want to see a representation, especially for the people that come on, you know, like the show a lot and everything like that. I want a really cool artist to kind of give us our own characters. And we'll just have those cemented as, like, that is, you know, you see that cartoon character or whatever. That's David Webb. You know, that's his.
Kind of like your little, like, mascot type
Yeah,
thing?
Like a mascot for us. That way we can commission anybody new that comes on the show. It won't have to be, like, a photo session with you or something like that. Like, there's the LB mascot, you know, and we can throw that on
cool.
An icon
promos and stuff like that. Like, oh, this is on the show, pop, pop, pop. And, you know, it actually makes the job a little easier for us and a little cooler for, you know, the people that mess up the show from time to time. Web.
The show wasn't messed up. All right. I messed up Corey's chair, but the show wasn't messed up.
But I think that'd be kind of cool. I've actually been toying around with that idea for better part of a year.
We've kind of talked about it a few times before.
Yeah.
And finding the right artist to kind of capture, I guess, our, you know, essence.
You think it should be the same style for everybody? One artist, same style, but each figure is unique to the person?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Basically,
no, same
like
style.
Pops, but drawn.
Yeah. Like the same, like that same idea.
No!
Not looking like pops, but the fact that all pops have
are the same.
The same base.
Yeah,
which you could get a blank pop.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You can get a blank pop, or you can get a pop that you just take the paint off,
and then kind of just read. Yeah, people do that all the time.
Solution.
I thought about doing that, getting a blank one to make a Red Hood pop because then I'll have a red hood.
That'd be cool.
But I can't. I can't draw.
You should try anyway.
We can have a we can have an arts and crafts day if you'd like.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about in the just on our own? I thought you meant like in the coffee shop.
Well, eventually, eventually that would be cool. Yeah.
That would be cool. Oh,
but
man.
I can't promise that right now.
If we're going back to things that we're looking forward to in 2017, the opening of Oblivion. Is what I'm like looking forward to the most.
I'm excited for it, and I don't even live there.
I know you're gonna be driving all the way from Fresno, aren't you?
Yep. I'm excited.
Once it gets up and running, you know, and I'm talking about you know, real future of
pretty soon, hopefully.
Of OCC of the OCC, maybe 4 days in. I don't know. I just really don't know. I got to get inside. I got to get inside the place. And just kind of, you know, live there for a day.
Oh.
Got a new occupant.
I mean, then, if...
I mean...
You guys have a basement, right?
Yeah, basically. You know.
I mean, I don't know if that can... Yeah. That'll work out very well, but...
I mean, if the bums downtown... if the transient people downtown can live, you know, rent-free wherever they want...
I mean, that's I think that's generally outside of a building.
That's
though.
Neither here nor there, though. You know, I know the owner. That's one more thing. See, that's the, that's the difference.
That's
they don't
true.
Know the owners. That's the difference. That's the difference.
There's a church across the street. I'm sure they have like a homeless shelter you can go live in.
Nah, they probably don't serve coffee though, or comic books.
They probably don't. But
there's
after
probably
hours,
probably there's true. Only one book in that whole building.
After hours,
we all know.
It's Book of Mormon.
I don't think it's a Mormon church.
I don't
church.
Think it's a Mormon church.
I think it's a Catholic church.
Is it?
Sir. Yeah.
Okay.
I've
so
been
it's
to
King
a wedding
James.
In there.
Have you?
Yeah. Actually, it's very nice in there.
It, it looks like it's nice.
It,
in there.
It's really. Is it it's, it is. There? No, it's straight out of an old movie. Like there should
That's
be a
good.
Gunfight inside there
That's
or
good.
Something
That's
like
how
that.
It should be.
There shouldn't be. For the record, everybody.
Well, no, I mean
there should not be. No, don't take any weapons near anybody's church.
But
yes, jeez,
it should remain looking like it. Like it.
It's kind of sad that I have to say that to our audience.
You know, we're not anymore. Charlie Manson's not in the room.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So
I mean,
we're safe.
No. We don't know who's in the room, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, if anybody's wondering about this church.
Yes.
Directly in front of the location that Oblivion will be opening in, there's a giant cathedral church, like huge.
Yeah.
It blocks the sun in our area, so I don't think we're ever going to really have like
it's going to be all vampires
straight
or,
sun into the windows.
Or you can get a giant mirror and put it up on the cathedral.
To get sun inside my windows?
Want it reflect right down?
I mean,
wait, which way is it facing? Yeah,
the sun. I mean, it'll hit over the alleyway.
Yeah,
but it'll never go directly into the windows, which is actually nice for us because now our customers don't have to worry about blinding sun coming in while they're working on their laptop or something.
Exactly.
Or just waking up because they live there. It's just you know we're just throwing around ideas. That's all we're doing. We're
well,
not saying anything set
we'll
in
get
stone.
To this
yeah, I mean,
when it gets closer to opening.
Yeah, yeah. We'll, yeah, we'll spitball it
we'll
out.
We'll cross that bridge.
Yeah, we'll cross ball it. Yeah. Any other ideas? Is this just going to be Aaron's whole episode of me throwing out all my ideas?
Throw,
you got nothing?
Throw out the ideas and
pretty much.
And we'll chime in.
Also, of course, we're going to redo the Patreon for everybody.
I was going to ask about Patreon.
We basically have a setup of it. Already we're gonna lower the tiers for everybody so it's actually a lot more affordable for people so we're lowering taxes everybody we're going to create more jobs
no walls will be built
no walls will be
unless
built.
They're glass
okay
we are going to increase the immigration population and we're going to
That's
make
tier three.
Jaywalking legal for everybody.
Oh, no.
There you go.
That one I'm against.
Wow.
I don't know about
wow.
that. Wow. All right. Plot
are
twist.
We saying, wait, are we saying jaywalking is illegal or are we making it legal?
We're making it legal.
No, I'm sorry. I hate jaywalking.
Oh, my gosh.
First
I
of
always
all,
get anxious like you're in the car and someone just runs in front of you and you're like, nope. I'm going to murder someone. This
all
is not a
jaywalking
good day.
Lives matter,
Jeez.
First of all.
Well,
so,
I guess we did have to have that murdering disclaimer on the show.
This is kind of difficult. I'm kind of on the fence here because I do feel it is more dangerous for both the person and the person in the car.
Hmm.
But true. At the same time, I mean, if you walk out in front of a car, I think that's kind of your bad.
Wow.
My thought
monsters.
Who knew on the video game being we're going to be monsters. Delving into the rights and wrongs of jaywalking?
I mean, if you think about it, you can also like compare it to when people first started playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
There were not some walking smart people cliffs. Out there.
Well, I mean, now with we anything that's new, you know, the legalization of jaywalking, it's... There's going to be some, you know, some not so... It's
some natural called, selection.
Yeah, some natural selection natural going selection. On, right.
Okay.
How do you think Darwin died?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Selection. Like, if they walk out in front of a car, then it's kind of their fault. Like,
but here's the thing, though, is, okay, let's look at the facts. It's jaywalking is illegal now. Does that stop anybody? Who in this room has jaywalked?
Everybody. Yeah.
Exactly.
Put your hands up.
So all we're doing is... Shut up, Christy. All we're doing
decriminalizing is...
Decriminalizing it. Yeah. Less okay. jaywalkers need to be Wait. In jail.
Yeah.
So are you going... Okay, so like say somebody hits a jaywalker. Whose fault is it?
It's clearly the car's fault.
Yeah.
What? Even if like the jaywalker like runs in front of the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the worst administration ever. I'm not voting for this.
Really? Wow. The worst administration ever?
Really? Yeah.
You know what? Let's dial this back a month.
Exactly.
And let's ask the same question. Exactly. I think you'll find that there's worse scenarios that could be taking place.
Other thing I want to incorporate to kind of make more, and we started off this way a little too in the early weekend bang shows, more indie games.
Ah, yes.
So
that'd be cool.
We had a lot of segments in the early days where we talked to indie developers. We reviewed different indie games and then like even looked to the future of these indie games that were going to come out. And then somewhere along the line, we kind of walked away from that. But I really love when we go to cons and we see some of those underground indie game developers and they're, you know, out of the box thinking ideas and stuff like that. They're not all gems, and we haven't. I don't think we've ever run into a developer that got a little hurt when we were like, that was kind of
we don't need
you know,
kind of inevitable.
Stickman 8, that's fine. We can leave that. You know,
Stickman 7 though.
Stickman
7.
It peaked at 6, and
it did. Let's be honest,
it was all downhill.
And then
yeah. Yeah, you can't just keep making them year after year.
I mean, really, what are you going to do next, Stickman 9?
Exactly. They actually have a GoFundMe for that already.
They do.
Yeah. But, indie games. I really want to see more indie games, you know, like brought into the limelight, man. I mean, we did, I believe, I'm blanking on the...
Indie Arcade.
No.
Okay.
The developer that we spoke with. Who had the Never Ending Nightmares, I think it was called.
Oh.
That sounds terrifying.
You fail.
Yep, I fail. That was before my time.
Well, I mean.
So I'm off the hook.
Never Ending Nightmares.
That's the right name of the game.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. Never Ending Nightmare.
Let's go into VGBstudios.com on the guests page, and we can see all of the guests that we've had on the show.
Exactamundo.
Plug.
It was Matt Gilgenbach.
Matt Gilgenbach.
So we spoke with Matt Gilgenbach, and this was what, a year, 2 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
And I remember his game was just getting off the ground, right? And then, like, months later, I'm not going to say it was the VGB that did it.
But it's the VGB.
Yeah, but it was probably the VGB that did it. his game was everywhere. His game was freaking nice. Everywhere. And I was like, that's freaking crazy. And now it's on the PS4. Like, when we interviewed the guy, it was on your toaster. Like, that was it.
On your toaster.
Yeah.
It was a physical toaster.
You
but...
plugged it in. Yeah. If it had a screen, it was going to play. And I remember playing that game. It was a little disturbing. I'm not going to lie. It's a little disturbing with the
scenes.
Well,
it's never any nightmares. Of
yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. But you can even, I mean, if you're new to the show, you can go back to VGBstudios.com. You can go back and listen to the show where we did the interview with him, you know, years before his game even made its face, you know, available on the big boys.
If you're with us on Twitch, I posted the link in chat. You could go right to the episode that he was on.
And that kind of segues again into some more stuff that I would like to see into the future of the VGB.
Speaking of, before you go off of indie gamers, indie developers, we're going to have an indie developer as a guest in studio on in January, the end of January.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, they're going to show us a little bit of their game that's going to be coming out. So
is it the one that we played at the?
Yes.
Okay, so I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, you know which one? Okay, cool.
So that's going to be awesome.
And I love throwing ideas back and forth. And I want to see. We haven't seen it yet, but I do want to see one of our ideas kind of make it into, you know, somebody's game or something like that. You know, but like, hey, you know what you need? Squirrels. Lots of them.
I like squirrels.
Level one.
What about raccoons?
No, now you're pushing
that's
it.
That's bush league.
What's aww wrong with you?
The hell?
They're so adorable. No. They have like little bandit masks and
they're
adorable
bandits
little fluffy
they're
tails.
They're the bandits.
They have
and
rabies.
Jeez.
Well, they're in a game. You're going to fight them. Just don't get rabies.
Yeah, I would like to see something like, you know, one of our ideas, you know. LB, you might be making it into the next, I don't know, Mirror's Edge 3.
Uncanny.
All right.
You never know.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
I mean, Mirror's Edge 2 didn't do so well.
It did not do that well.
What's the worst that could go wrong?
So they're just throwing anybody they can get by now. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Just throw things at
them.
That's
fine.
What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, the other thing that I, more interviews. I want to see more interviews with some of the movers and shakers in the industry. Indie gamers, or indie developers, definitely. But let's get some Jeff Keighley going here. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's invite him on the show and see how he can do one-on-one with the VGB crew. Who? I bet you it'd be awkward. It'd be very, very awkward.
Are we going to fight him?
I don't know. If he brings Doritos and Mountain Dew, then yeah.
How? That's literally in our theme song.
Yeah, but
grab your Doritos, fill up your Mountain Dew.
But see, did
it's
you,
time for the
you
video
remember
game
how I said the first
the bang
change the theme song?
Oh, well, no, because that was for the VGB Live. That's
no, that's
for the
Weekend Bang.
Show. Weekend Bang.
VGB Live died.
Yeah.
Aww.
Weekend Bang.
Weekend Bang.
Yeah. Murdering more
things. Is it called Weekend Bang on the website now?
It is called Weekend Bang on the website.
Okay.
But if you do go back, you'll still see some VGB Live stuff. It'll still say VGB Live, but just know that that's the Weekend Bang.
Gotcha.
It's very confused. It's a whole timey-wimey.
Wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey?
Yeah, yeah, it's
No, it's not called that on the website.
Oh, we changed it?
It's VGB Live.
I was right.
Yeah, so, no, then yeah.
It's not called Weekend Bang, though.
It's still called
on
VGB
the latest
Live
ones?
Yeah. It's Episode 70, VGB Live 70, Weekend Bang at light
you
speed.
Can tell Aaron goes to the website.
Okay, so, yeah, right? Exactly. So then read the synopsis on it?
Well, the synopsis,
yeah,
but
so
if somebody's...
Who writes the synopsis
the Weekend Bang
for the
like
Weekend
that
Bang?
Right, but
I
like,
understand,
okay, right,
but look how I start the synopsis,
no, the synopsis
on every single
fine
one.
Here, I'll show you.
Yeah, show him. Aaron never goes to the website.
Which, by the way, VGB Studios actually comes up on my home screen as one of my links.
Wow.
Look at that.
And
she's
if you haven't done
legit
that, if you guys don't do that on Euros, on your own, then what are you doing? It needs to be on your homepage. Soon
it should
you
be the homepage.
All right, so your last one all says right VGB Live 70 Weekend Bang. But before that...
It says...
It still says VGB Live and the number and okay then the title.
So then whenever you click it...
No, that...
I know, I understand.
I dropped my cord.
but you see where my confusion would be.
So you do start out the Weekend Bang.
Exactly. I
but
always
it's
confusing
start for it was confusing for me because I go and I only see the little thumbnail thing. Hmm. So I do it. I see it based on the title that's there.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So that's why at first I was a little confused because
so
I was like, which
one
am I supposed to watch?
Let me insert the this one in there. How about we just name it Weekend Bang each time now into 2017?
It's above my pay grade.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Corey's not here.
Let's make it happen. That's what
make
we'll
it
be doing. Captain. Yes. Weekend Bang. That's what it'll be. Because it's more, yeah, Weekend Bang is better. VGB Live. Yeah, let's go with Weekend
they're
Bang
all live.
Exactly. That's why Weekend Bang is in your face. Bang.
Yeah.
Gym. Yeah. Where was I at? Game threw me off track.
I don't remember either.
Threw me off track. I said I wanted to see more interviews with people,
yes,
movers and shakers in the industry. We got to get Stan Lee before.
Don't say it.
Sorry.
Aaron.
Happy birthday, by the way, Stan Lee.
Happy birthday.
A young 94 years old.
We have 3 days left in 2016. It could still rear its ugly head.
Don't remind us.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, or Betty White will come and get you.
No.
You know what?
First of all, who do you think's doing it, people? You thought it was just natural causes? It's Betty White. She's mastermind this whole thing.
My wife told me.
That makes sense.
My wife told me about some meme that she saw online that said, "If 2016, if you take Betty White, we will revolt." And I consoled her by saying, "Our grandkids are going to grow up with Betty White.
Yeah,
she's going to outlive everybody." Yeah.
She looks amazing.
100%. She's an android. By
it was her master plan.
I mean, how many of the Golden
Everybody,
Girls are left?
Yeah, exactly. They all feel sympathy for her. Everybody wants to protect her now. She just built an army. Boom. Yep. Boom. Mind blown, people. Ridiculous. Yeah, Illuminati confirmed. Illuminati confirmed. You know what I forgot to ask everybody? Because we did a Christmas show, of course.
Yes.
But we didn't ask what type of, or how everybody's Christmas went. LB, how did your Christmas go?
It was actually pretty nice.
Did you like the menorah?
We did not have a menorah.
Oh, okay.
We actually this year we didn't even put up the tree.
What?
Yeah, it's a little sad. No, we put a lot of money into remodeling our house.
Okay, all right. No.
So
okay.
We told our family like we just can't really.
Not even a Charlie Brown tree? Like
no,
a
we were
couple
just
of twigs
like,
on the front
no,
yard.
No, I've got a dog that likes to pee on everything, so as I was like. Maybe I'll just skip the tree this year since we're not really putting any presents there anyways. But our family still came over that morning and we made breakfast for everyone. And
nice.
It was all homemade breakfast, made waffles and homemade like blueberry syrup. And
quick, waffles or pancakes? What do you prefer?
Waffles.
Thank you.
Sorry, pancakes.
Pancakes.
We just lost Katie. Is that what you just heard?
Yeah.
Sorry guys, you know, I don't know what happened.
2016 struck again.
Darn that 2016. Yeah.
Well, she does live in Fresno, so you know.
David Webb.
Same pair, you can't get me.
You light menorahs? What are we doing?
Actually, yeah. What? We did.
Sweet.
Well, Christmas Eve was the first day of Hanukkah. So
it's pronounced Chanukkah.
Chanukkah. Okay. Yeah. No, my people. It's my people. I know
sure.
How it says.
Sure. Okay.
I can say that because I'm married to somebody who's Jewish.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It does.
Web.
It does.
So my Caucasian wife can say racist things because she's married to a black guy. Is that what you're saying?
Trump's American.
My husband seems to think that.
See. See.
He gets in trouble, but
exactly.
but he can.
No.
He can. He just does.
Yeah.
What else did you do?
Christmas, we hung out with my in-laws and went and saw. They have a family tradition of going to go see a movie on Christmas.
We do that
Ooh,
too.
Yep. Why, guys?
I had no idea that the movie theaters were even open.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They're packed.
Like every major holiday.
Well, I went to the smallest movie theater I've ever been to. Well, the movie theater itself, like it was one of the ones in Roseville, so the building itself was small. But the movie that we saw, they put us in like, I think it held maybe 50 people.
Oh.
Maybe. It was a tiny like theater.
It feels like a private screening.
Yeah.
It really did. It felt like I was in some rich guy's living room.
Well, what did you see?
Office Party.
Oh, okay.
Office Christmas Party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay,
that's
okay.
Christmassy.
Was it good?
It was funny. It was right. It was pretty good. It was typical slapstick humor. You had Jason Bateman playing Jason Bateman.
He never ages as well.
No, he doesn't. He's a vampire, and he plays the same person every time.
He does, but it's funny. He's good.
He's good. He plays the same.
It's like him and Paul Rudd.
Yes.
They're in the same groove of they never age, and they're funny in what they do.
TJ Miller was in it.
I love him.
Now see, I think I missed a TJ Miller boat.
Okay.
What?
So, I like him in Deadpool. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you here.
But I don't know where before, because I know he's in the TV show.
Silicon Valley.
And apparently that's where he got his, not his start, but like his, you know, kind of his shine.
His shine.
Yeah. And he's just been kind of rolled into everything else. And I don't know. I missed the groundwork, I think. And so now that he's kind of bigger, I'm like, I think that's right.
Because have you seen him in Silicon Valley?
No, I haven't. Like I said, that's the groundwork. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
I think that's the thing. Because like Corey and I, we both like him. But we both watch Silicon Valley. So yeah, we see him in that. He's funny.
Ridiculous.
He plays pretty much the same character. He plays, I take that back. He has a range of characters. But it was pretty funny. But yeah, so, and then we just hung out, and, Jamie and I did presents, on Christmas Eve. Since, Christmas, we had early breakfast at her cousin's house. Mm. So, yeah, that was our Christmas. Aaron?
What about
the Kwanzaa tree? Did you guys like that?
There's no such thing as Kwanzaa or a Kwanzaa tree.
Wait, hang on. Rewind.
Whoa.
There's no such thing as Kwanzaa?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say yeah.
All right, I'm Googling it right now.
Katie, go ahead.
Hi.
You haven't told us anything this whole show.
Whoa.
So, like, 2 days before Christmas, we got our little Charlie Brown tree.
See? Aww. Okay.
It was horrible.
I threw stuff on.
Okay, no, you don't understand. My dad's like, it's not Christmas till we have a tree. And I was like, okay. But every, like, Christmas tree lot was just done. They were packed up. They were like, you know, Christmas is in 2 days. Nobody's going to want this. So it takes us, like, an entire day to find this tree, right? And then we decorate it, and it's just, like, vomited Christmas lights on it and all these pretty strands, and it was a mess. But it was my tree.
Sounds like it was fun.
It was entertaining. But yeah, Christmas morning was fun. My brother showed up and we did the whole Christmas breakfast thing. Watched my nephew's like 3 now. So he's like opening his toys and opening everybody else's presents. And we're like, no.
Okay. Quick question for everybody. You open gifts in the morning or night? What are your traditions?
Morning for us.
Morning.
Typically morning.
Okay. I'm the only one. So, of course, we do my immediate family in the morning. But then my extended family, we all do it at night.
That's how Kwanzaa is celebrated.
Terrible.
I'm reading it on the website right now.
First of all, that's no. Can you give me a invention date of Kwanzaa? Because you'll probably find it there.
Yeah,
right?
1966.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a real thing.
By Dr. Milana Karinga. Fun fact, it looks like there's candles involved in Kwanzaa, just like Hanukkah.
How old is Christmas technically?
It's older.
It's very old. Yeah, it's very old.
Christmas was invented in like the Middle Ages ish, as a way for
to get rid of the dark plague.
No,
what?
As yeah,
you would keep prime trees in your house because everybody knew that's what kept away the evil spirits. And if they didn't come to your house, you would give each other gifts saying, congratulations, you made it.
Actually,
see you in 2016.
That's not 100% inaccurate.
So there you go.
Christmas was determined to be on December 25th in like the Middle Ages-ish around. I don't remember the exact date. But the whole idea being that it was a way for Christian kings and a monarchy to bring pagans into Christianity by saying, look, our celebration of our God is on the same time as your celebration for your God, because it coincides with the winter solstice. So that's when Christmas was invented. And we even adopted the pine tree, which is a pagan symbol. There you go. The more you know.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, I was not listening.
But wasn't the Saint Nick stuff like that was fairly
like
recent
later, Santa Claus? Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Kids, if you believe in Santa Claus,
history lesson.
First of all, yeah, I.
Hey, you brought up Christmas.
Yeah, so. No, that's true. Now, I'm not dissing the track that we're going on, but I'm gonna stop that right there. When I have children, I'm not telling them there's a Santa.
You know what?
You know why?
I know why, because my coworker, I say coworker, but she's one of the supervisors, said the same thing that you did.
And I respect her for that.
She said that when she was growing up, her dad said, some people believe in Santa.
Uh-huh.
We don't. I'm not going to let somebody else take credit for the money
you
that I made.
Darn right. I work hard all year for you, and then I'm going to let a fat white guy take the credit for it? No. Fat black guy will take the credit for it, and his name is Daddy. That's what that is.
Gross.
I actually have a similar belief. As I don't want my children thinking that these things are coming from some guy.
Some stranger,
some magical guy that comes down the chimney,
steals your cookies and milk.
Like, you know? I'm working for this money.
Exactly.
Your father's working for this money.
Exactly.
And
give
we're using this money for this stuff for you.
Yes, you'll know.
And I grew up not believing in it either. Like,
yeah, my mom didn't. Yeah,
we didn't celebrate Christmas at all. Like,
now I'll give them the mystery of, will I get you something? Or will I not? Who knows?
The naughty and nice list will still be there.
Oh yeah, the naughty and nice list. That's a thing. Yeah, I keep that in my back pocket, son.
So I'm fighting my. What about you, Christy? Did you grow up with Santa Claus?
We did.
Okay,
we did
so
grow up with Santa Claus.
I did too, and I found out I grew up with Santa Claus, with the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, the whole kit and caboodle. And I found out about them all at once.
Aww.
I found my Christmas presents inadvertently, and they were in like my parents' that closet, and it said from Santa. And so I was like,
you're like, why are these in your closet,
guys? And they go, okay. It's time we tell you. And so they told me. I go, what? The next thing you're going to tell me, there's no Easter Bunny. And they go, well. And then whole world came crashing down.
Literally
everybody. Jack Frost, the Tooth Fairy.
How old were you again?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Elementary school.
Aww.
Or say 10.
Aww. I got in trouble for telling somebody at school that Santa wasn't real.
Why would they get you in trouble for that?
We had that conversation at my work too when you were talking about this, and because it was the same scenario. I found myself being the only one in the group of three that had grown up with Santa Claus, and we all came to an agreement that people shouldn't be in trouble. Like, their other kids shouldn't be in trouble for telling other kids that Santa's not real. Instead, it should be that the parents who are choosing to not tell their kids about Santa, to not say, like, you know, Santa Claus isn't, to not, you know, let me rephrase this question.
Yeah, what?
Cold medicine's wearing off, so brain's getting jumbly. Parents, if you decide that I'm not going to tell my kids about Santa, I'm not going to say, hey, Santa's giving you presents, it's just going to be from mom and dad, right? You should say, some people believe in Santa, so don't ruin it for them. The kids should grow up. If you're not going to grow up with Santa, they should grow up knowing that some people do believe, and that's up to them to believe.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's instilling that, like, you should respect people's beliefs, and it's an easy way to approach it for children with Santa Claus.
Boom.
Yeah, that's nice. I can agree with that.
That may have been one of the hardest things I've ever said on the show. I don't know why that was so hard.
That's terrible.
You had to really think that through.
I had to really think that through. Oh, man.
Our cold medicine.
It's going around.
I've been good so far, but I always see it as it'll just be a day off for me if I get sick. what was I looking at?
I'm just going to have a day off work. It's not vacation here.
It basically is. Other things about... I didn't even tell you about my holiday. So, yeah, I woke up. We had a nice Christmas morning where I unwrapped gifts with my family. Got a nice Beanie Bluetooth speaker head, you know.
You sound like thingy. Me.
Yeah.
Beanie Bluetooth speaker head.
Well, because I'm trying to get to the cool stuff. What I think was pretty cool. What I did for my family is I made these kind of gift baskets. I have a very unique family. My mom speaks Korean.
She's Korean.
Basically, yeah.
Basically.
We have to hear it around the house all the time.
Does she yell at you?
Have you ever seen a grown black woman speak fluent Korean? And then act as if you know what she's saying when she knows that her children don't know what she's saying.
Super Cuber just got banned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what I did was I went out to a place called KP International. It's like a supermarket, like a supermarket that has like food from all over the world, like literally all over the world. You can get things from like Russia, from Korea, from Japan, from Mexico.
What's it called?
KP International.
Oh, okay.
I highly recommend it. And actually, that ties into kind of one of the things that I want to see with the VGB. But KP,
traveling.
Yeah, KP International will get some business from us in the future.
Okay.
But I made these gift baskets for them of these foods from around the world. And on Christmas morning, for my little brother, my niece, my sister, and my mom, they got to unwrap like this gift basket of different treats and snacks from, you know, all over the world to kind of, you know, appease their taste for international foods and stuff like that. And
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I really liked doing that for them. It was pretty fun. Wow, we are.
Yeah.
We are getting some follows here, everybody. That's thank you very much. Thank you. Is it the lack of Corey? I don't know. I'm not saying that.
Coincidence?
I'm not saying that that's the case, but.
But if the shoe fits, you don't take it back to Foot Locker.
Nope. You take it to the ball.
Exactly. And then from there, I went to Stockton and, of course, had an even more incredible, you know, Christmas. I got 2 gift cards for Amazon.
Nice.
Amazing, right?
Ballin'.
And a brand new light kit. So I have a full, like, you know, another studio type of light kit.
Nice.
And
nice.
Green
That's
screen
awesome.
Background stand again. Like a whole new one now.
Whoa. Another one.
Nice.
Corey, if you can hear us, enjoy New York.
It's because you have two women on your show right now.
I feel, well, see, I'm not even going to lie. When I worked at GameStop years ago and our sales were down for stuff, I said, if you don't hire some female, you know, tellers or whatever you call this back then, I said,
GameStop associates.
GAs, yes.
I think a teller is for a bank.
It's all the same. They both rob you.
Anyways.
So I said, if you don't hire some, you know, ladies, nobody's going to buy anything. You know, nobody wants to buy anything from me. Like,
yeah.
A 6-foot black guy. I'm scary to your soccer mothers until they hear my calming voice. And they're like, well, yeah, he can at least read a story to me.
Keep talking.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what? That's true, though, because one of my first jobs was working at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was the only guy there, I'd put the females up front in the register, and I'd make the drinks.
I think people are more more open to buying things from a female than a male.
Yeah.
I think it depends. Unless I mean, it really just depends, parts. Too, on like who that person is, too.
Wow,
like,
Aaron.
Who are they going to be comfortable talking to? In general.
I feel more people are comfortable talking to a female.
They tip better, too.
I don't know about all that, but...
No, they do. At a coffee shop, they tip better. That's why they work at the register, and I work at coffee.
I think people are more more forgiving, I feel, to females. Not trying to, like, handicap you guys or anything like that. Promise you. I was raised by, you know, nothing but women. So, I have the highest respect for all women, but I do feel there is an advantage. There is an advantage when it comes to the.
Can you guys hear that?
Shut up, Webb.
It sounds like backpedaling to me.
No, there is an advantage. Like somebody, I promise you.
Anyways, I was more so saying that you've got a split gender show
nah,
today.
We could be gone. Me and Webb could be out of here. And I promise you, it's not unusual. You'd hear it 5,000 times.
That's all you would hear.
It's all you would hear. We at least got 4 there, right?
Yeah, we got like 4. We have a question from chat. What was the best gift you all received for Christmas? Oh, you have ever gotten for Christmas?
Oh, ever? Like always? All time?
Oh, that's a little difficult.
Tough, tough, tough one.
That is a tough one.
Find out in 2017. Yeah. No, I don't know. That's it. Oh, no, you know what? I will. I'll concede. I will give it to the VGB crew for getting me the PlayStation 4 last year. That's probably the best gift that I have ever gotten.
Made him sweat from his eyeballs.
Yeah, it was already sweaty. It was already sweaty in that room. Everybody
was cutting onions.
That's probably the best the gift I've ever gotten, because it was unexpected. One.
Was it though? It was
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I 100% know.
Because if there's one thing I could say about our crew is that nobody could keep a secret.
Somebody
even said something in a group chat that you were in.
Okay, here's the other thing, though. Like, that made me very curious, but I didn't know you guys were getting something. Like, getting something from me.
Somebody, I forgot who it was. It was basically saying...
No, it was Noel, because I know what Noel. He said. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said something like, oh, that's in the Don't Tell Aaron chat room or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, the Don't Tell Aaron chat room? I'm like,
whoa.
What is that? You guys have a full chat room of stuff you don't Noel. Tell me?
He might as well just said, oh, that's in the room where we're talking about buying Aaron the PlayStation 4.
I was telling another friend of mine... I was out at dinner with her, and I was like, they have a chat room about me that they're not telling me stuff about. And she was like, well, do they, you know, are they, like, plotting against you or something? And I was like, no, they're all good people, but
they're totally what are they not against you?
And I was confused, but it was, I don't know, the mystery. It was good. It was good. Anybody, best gift you ever gotten?
Mine was this year, but it was kind of a combination birthday and Christmas present.
Is your birthday like close?
It's end of September.
Oh, that's
so. But it kind of like we got it around my birthday, but it kind of covered Christmas also.
Oh,
which was the 2017 Camaro.
2017
nice. Camaro.
Oh, Camaro. Oh, okay.
Yep, she wins.
We're gonna roll that back a little because this is not the end.
Yeah.
but Webb, go ahead.
Oh man.
I thought she said marrow, and I'm like, Camaro. You got a bone transplant. Oh,
no. We went to the dealership to get information,
okay.
And my husband was like, "Let's get it. Happy birthday and Merry Christmas."
Yeah.
And I was like,
"That's how you do it." Yeah.
Nice.
The best present I've ever gotten.
Webb's gonna be like, "The Kia." Yep.
It was a Kia Soul.
Yeah, we were at the dealer. Yeah. I saw it. Loved it. Had to have
it. I don't. You know what? I don't remember. I can't like pinpoint one. I know. I mean, I got my N64 for Christmas. Like
you were the N64 kid.
I was the N64 kid.
Wow.
N64 was big.
Oh God! I don't. There's been quite a few over the years. So I can't pinpoint just one.
Okay, Katie.
I'm gonna have to go with N64 as well. Like, when we got that, we just, like, because I have two brothers, and we all opened it together, and it was just, like, came with Mario Party and Mario Kart, and then our parents were like, this was a big mistake 3 hours later when we were yelling at each other.
Talking about the great. Kids, right?
Yeah.
The kids
were big mistakes. Nintendo.
Like, yeah, no, we did right with the 64. The three kids, nah. Let's,
mistake.
Do we have the receipt for that? Do we have the receipt for all three of them? We can take them back, right?
No.
Thank you for listening to the Video Game Bang, and thank you for following the new followers. I didn't get to get their names and everything like that, but we do this show twice a week. We won't have one this Saturday. This was the final show of 2016, everybody, but of course we're going to come back bigger, blacker, and stronger in 2017. One of those things is incorrect.
I'm getting my card.
Corey Vincent is not here, but of course he's always with us in spirit. He's in New York shooting the latest episode of SVU. I don't want to give away any. Yeah, I don't want to give away any spoilers of what part he's going to be doing. But let's say he's the V in the SVU. Everybody, go look it up.
VGB will be at SAC Anime next weekend as well.
Yes,
so that's coming up quick.
No panel, but we'll be walking around the show floor, so make sure to find us.
Yeah, and if you find us, give us a big old wave. Don't touch. Just a wave.
From a distance. Good.
Just a wave.
Oh, yeah, that'd
across
be good enough.
The room.
For the real David Webb, LBZ is in the building. Katie Kurt, who's online in Fresno, and God help her. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you've just been banged for the last time in 2016.